Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. All this month, we're discussing House on the Rock's first book titled, How Hard Could It Be? Written by our own Scott Phillips. How Hard Can It Be is based on Scott's experiences as a stay-at-home dad and what he learned about parenting and marriage during that time. Scott's back with us again this week, and remember, if you've missed one of our previous shows, you can always get caught up on our website, www.pebblesoftruth.com. So Scott, what's the next big idea from the book we're going to be talking about today?
Well, one of the things I learned was just how quickly we lose our exclusive influence over our kids' lives once they start going to school. Before my kids went to school, I controlled everything about their life, who they played with, what they listened to, what they watched. And even if I couldn't physically be with them in the moment to control those things, I knew who was.
That's true.
And then all of a sudden, it stopped. Once Greg and Abby started going to school, they listened to songs on the bus that I wouldn't have played in our house. They learned about TV shows and movies that we didn't watch. They even learned some new words that I wasn't real thrilled with.
That's never fun.
And so slowly, I could see the world influencing them, and my job as a parent was getting much harder.
You know, Scott, I think that's why that first day of school is so emotional for so many parents. It feels like we're losing a little bit more of our kids each year.
Oh, absolutely. I still remember my oldest son Greg's first day of school and, you know, not getting sleep the night before and that long walk to the bus stop and the tears and the lump in the throat. And that was me. Greg was fine.
That's great.
He got on the bus and away he went. I was barely keeping it together.
You know, for parents, the bad news is that we'll steadily lose influence with our kids as they grow older. Their friends and peers continually become a larger influence on what clothes they wear, what TV shows and movies they watch, what activities they choose to do, and especially what moral decisions they make. Children who once depended on us for every need in life will suddenly seem to have no need for us at all.
That's so true, and this transition is hurtful for us parents, but I think it's especially hurtful for those of us that stay at home because we're the ones that have been meeting those needs all that time.
Oh, yeah.
And when our kids suddenly feel like they don't need us, we don't know what to do. But here's the truth about this transitional time. This is the way it's supposed to work. We really don't want our kids depending on us for every need in their life when they get older.
And that's right.
You think about their wedding day. You don't want to be sitting there saying, I'm not done with them yet. I've still got stuff to do. We need them to be successfully launched as adults.
Well, is there any good news that we can share with our listeners?
Well, sure. We've been talking a lot, and this seems like a downer. But the good news is that while we will lose our exclusive influence, as parents, we will always retain the most influence. As powerful as the world can be in influencing our kids, it can never overtake the influence that we have as mom and dad. Now, to be fair, when our kids are in our teens, that ratio is going to seem like it's 50-50. But even then,
or maybe less.
Yeah, but even then, we really do retain the most influence. In fact, once our kids get a little bit older and hit their 20s, we'll start to gain some of that influence back.
Yeah, that's true. You know, my parents got a lot smarter when I got to that age.
Mine too.
So what should couples be discussing about that inevitable loss of exclusive influence in their kids' lives?
Well, I think as a couple, we need to be talking about how that's affecting us as we see that influence wane, because it's going to be different depending on whether or not we stay home or we're working. And I think we need to talk about our church. Is our church a place where we can feel supported when our kids sort of yield to that world's influence? And how can we be supporting other people in our church family when their kids start to yield to that worldly influence? And then the last thing is just what is influencing our kids right now, and how can we work together as a team to help our children face the world and not circle the wagons around them too tightly?
Well, thanks for those thoughts again this week, Scott. And we're going to be wrapping up this series next week. Scott, what's our topic going to be then?
Well, it's one of the most profound truths that I've learned in my life, and that's that our relationship with people is much more important than our relation to them.
Thanks for listening, and until next week,
let's keep building our house on the Rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.